This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. So after the excitement of last night and the fact that Mr. Moyles has invited me onto his programme because he came up to say congratulations earlier on, which was very nice. I mean, I'm seriously very, very humbled by it. I know it sounds stupid and I know it sounds clichéd, but anybody who knows me will tell you exactly how I feel about things like that. I don't expect anything. I seriously don't expect anything. I've had, you know, so many nice people coming up. You know, nobody has to say anything to you. They just go, yeah, you won an award or whatever. But it's quite prestigious for me. I think at my age, to actually get anything at all is a blooming miracle. And it means that you've been acknowledged by the industry, which is a really nice thing. And I can't express my feelings any more than saying it's very, very humbling. And it's such a nice thing. And I'm sure that my brother is going to be thrilled, because I'm going to let him keep my award and he can put it in one of his glass cabinets because I think he'll look after it and he can go, that's my brother. That's my brother who got an award at the Arkivas. Apart from that, thank you for all your good wishes. Thank you for, you know, some really lovely texts. And they started last night and they've gone all through this morning. And it was as big a shock to me until halfway through when I kind of thought, wait a minute. I'm sure it sounds a bit like me, but thank you very much indeed. And I think it's quite appropriate that I've actually managed to stay awake for the whole thing. That was the miracle. That was the miracle. And another one here. Many congratulations, says Karen, to my number one, my hero. And Ian says, much deserved. I mean, it's what more can I tell you? What more can I tell you? And Maddie says, I'm so happy for you. You more than deserve this prestigious award. People are so nice. People are so nice. Going to make me cry again, aren't you? But I'm determined not to cry. Because it would be so easy. So easy. Grace says, I'm from wonderful West Hampstead. Used to live in lovely Leicestershire. Celebrating Leicester winning. I bet you are. She says, I'm glad you don't play music because there are plenty of music channels that listeners can listen to. I'm totally blind. And it's great that you're talking to us. Well, I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly how radio works. I know how it works. And I know how people listen in and tune into people's voices and pick up on things. You know, everybody's got their detractors, but there again, even the Almighty couldn't get through his life without people wanting to do him harm. So I think it's good and I think it's healthy and it spurs you on. It spurs you on. Somebody says, you've got me worried now about you announcing to the world you're going to carry it back home later by train. Angela, don't worry, it'll go in my carrier bag. You won't notice it. It's quite a big award. Actually, what I might do, I'll take a picture of it and I'll tweet it so you know what it looks like. But I think definitely it's going to go to my brother. I know exactly the cabinet that he can put it in. So anyway, so now this is where I'm in a bit of a dilemma because Katie Price's son Harvey is 14. As a young boy, he was a regular on her show, on Katie Price's show, and then he featured on Peter Andre's reality TV show. They've paraded him in front of the cameras at every opportunity, as she does with all her children, as he does with the children as well, even one which isn't his. And then they say, I mean, she brought him onto Loose Women to show how vulnerable he is, hoping it would make people think twice before picking on him. And so during the appearance, she asked him what he wanted to say to bullies targeting him online, to which he replied, hello, you, and he used the C word. And to be honest with you, the audience, I mean, I was a bit nonplussed by it. I remember thinking, that's the language he uses at home, is it? Good God. I'm absolutely horrified. Horrified in so much as that they freely use the C word at home. Because if he's using it, they all must be using it. Vile. Kerry Katona stuns an event audience when she jokes about only having kids depending on how much money's on offer. Really, dear. Isn't that funny? She was in a gay pride event. I don't know why. She can't sing. She's got nothing to do with gay people at all. I'm sick to death of people muscling in on the gay industry. And she says, it depends how much OK will pay me. Pop another kid out. And she also teased she was ready to turn lesbian. Because at that point, I think most of the audience were going, God in heaven, you're useless, aren't you? And she tried to sing a song. She wasn't very good. She denies dating Ryan Thomas. Just an embarrassment, really. I feel sorry for her. She's a bewildered creature and she doesn't really know what she's doing in life. She doesn't really have a job. She just sort of pops in and out. But very shortly, it's all going to finish. And then she's going to actually have to find a job. because, you know, you keep popping all these kids out, darling. Somebody's got to pay for them, unless you're going to push them out there, and perhaps we can have the Kerry Katona family singers. I think unlikely. Jean-Bernard Fernandez-Vassini calls his estranged wife, Cheryl, a great girl as he admits to dating a new woman. Woo! He looks about the most boring person under the sun, doesn't he? As dull as they ever could be. Dull, dull, dull. Cheryl adds yet another inking. I don't know when she finds the time, but yes, the glamorous one, way A. Because we sit down and we eat burgers, she said, cheeseburgers, and we play on the Xbox. That's nice, isn't it, really? And she's unveiling a new cleavage etching. She's got an etching in between her boobs. Once a tart, always a tart, eh? Harry Styles has chopped off his hair for charity. Oh, big deal. I mean, honestly, to be honest with you, I think he's, you know, he needs to find something to do. He's got this film, we think, coming up. I'm not totally convinced he's got a film coming up. But Ellie Goulding reveals the extent of crippling panic attacks and anxiety issues. I like Ellie Goulding. I wanted her to stay with Dougie. I really did. I didn't want them not to be together. I wanted them to stay together because I thought it would be nice. And it appears it's not going to happen. Oh, look, who's out on the town? It's the High Street Fashion Awards for something called Lorraine's. I don't even know what that is. But one look, Emily and Peter Andre, who's much shorter than she is, turned up at the London Grand Connaught Rooms. I mean, she's... I don't know where she gets this dress from, but he's sort of there looking seedy. I think seedy would be a very good word when you describe poor old Peter Andre. And she's there. She's obviously learnt how to do her posing, but it is she's only got the one look, vacant. And he's also got a very strange look. EastEnders Sharon Mitchell calls Grant back to Walford using the notepad. I loved it when he said you hadn't changed. I thought perhaps he's gone blind, because it's definitely not the same. It looks completely different. That's what makes it interesting. Michelle Keegan, this rumour, which appears to be persisting, I don't know where it's come from, that she's splitting from Mark Wright. And so, you know, I mean, I don't know if they are. I couldn't really care less. It seems to be some sort of showbiz kind of a marriage. And if they want to split, then they can split, I suppose. And Peggy pegs it after a row with Grant and a chat with Pat Butcher's ghost. Peggy Mitchell's time was up in EastEnders. Geordie Shore star Chloe Ferry unveils her new nose job, and apparently she's going to carry on having surgery. And the new nose, good God, the old one was so much better. The new one looks ridiculous. And so she's done it, and she's going to do it until she feels good about herself. That's what they all do nowadays, isn't it? They have to keep these sort of things going. Scarlett Moffat, this one here, honestly, this is the one who somebody said, oh, she was going to do something, and they went, you're way too fat, dear. She's made no attempt to lose any weight. Made no attempt at all. And she's standing out on the pavement with a photographer having her hair done. You know, not going to make her any more attractive, but at least she can get the picture done. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom packing on the PDA during an Alpine lunch with Kate Hudson, which is quite nice. I like Orlando Bloom. Kate Moss out with everybody else in the Alps as well. Jennifer Lawrence flashing her nipples in a transparent top. Ooh, shock horror probe. Keisha forced to cancel her comeback appearance after Dr. Luke's label rescinded its approval. Kelly Rowland promoting her new show, which is okay. Sinead O'Connor says she's lost it all, job, family, home, after a suicide alert. I talked to Sinead O'Connor. I think she needs help. I liked her. I really liked her. I mean, I think here she's emotionally scarred, I think. And I like her. Always liked her. I was grateful when she came in because I felt we had a good chat. We bonded. Which is what you have to do. Who are you calling Granny? Kris Jenner, 60, showing off her curves in a tight white dress. And she parties with Scott Disick. My friend Anthony has just said congratulations to my dear LBC friend at Steve Allen Show. I've got so many of these things coming in. Seriously, it's ever so nice. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Katie Holmes morphing into Jackie O alongside young JFK Jr. on the set of the TV miniseries The Kennedys After Camelot. Tom Cruise sells a seven-bedroom Beverly Hills home for $40 million. It's funny, actually. It's got swimming pool, children's playground, guest house. It's very nice. $40 million. It's a lovely house. It's a bit big, actually. I think I'd probably rattle around inside it, so I don't think I'll bother. Studying hard, are we, Brooklyn? A-level student Brooklyn Beckham. Relaxing with his girlfriend. He doesn't really seem to do much, does he, Brooklyn Beckham? He just seems to sort of go out for photo opportunities with his girlfriend, which is probably very sweet and all the rest of it, but I mean, who gives a stuff? ITV are planning a £10 million adaptation of Vanity Fair. Fern Cotton goes neon. Can't turn her into a lady, can we? Really can't turn her into a star. As you know, she's always been a bit butch, I'm afraid. Sounds a bit like a navvy. And Pixie Lott looks lovely in a floral maxin. I quite like her, actually. I like Pixie Lott. And here we go. Big Brother 2016. Good God, I thought that had finished. And they're now saying the trailer hints that Celebrity Big Brother will join with the normal show. So the show will be merged with its more famous sister show, Celebrity Big Brother and Big Brother. But as I say, there aren't any people out there at all. There's nobody you can put in it. They've actually run out of celebrities. Big Brother rep says, we don't comment on speculation or rumour. Of course you do, dear. Trying to make some people watch your programme. Anyway, listen, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. My brother's going to be ever so thrilled. He'll probably text me later on today saying, have you won an award or something? I'll have to go, yep. Certainly have. Listen, have a great day, everybody. Don't forget, the rain comes in. You're going to get a little bit wet. I've got two interviews to do for In Conversation. Then I can go home and just indulge and go, do you know, I didn't drink anything yesterday. Not one drop of alcohol passed my lips. I was a very pleased person with myself. So I'll talk to you tomorrow morning from 4. You can follow me on Twitter, at Steve Allen Show. Until tomorrow, when we meet again. Sounds like the title of a song. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Listen to Steve Allen live every weekday from 4 till 6:30 on LBC.